You know, there are so many things going on in our world. And as we move further and further into the by and by, which will eventually become our present, we're going to be needing more speed, more power to help get us there. Well, the people who are taking us to those places will need more power, more speed, more memory, etc. And as we can imagine, you know, being human, humans being what we are, some of that change that will come about as a result will be really, really good. And some of that change that will come about as a result will be really, really not good. And for that reason, later today, we're going to take a listen to this whole issue about quantum computers. I know a lot of you have been hearing about quantum this, quantum that, quantum theory, quantum physics. We're going to focus for a little while, courtesy of Seeker.com, on quantum computers. And I want you to think about, I want you to be listening closely enough that you can pick up on something that we've been talking about quite a bit. I don't want to give you any clues, at least not right now. Something that we've been talking about quite a bit here on Speaking With that ties in with the use of quantum computers. Not going to say a whole lot about it because if I have time to get us there today, I definitely plan to do that. And so we'll get more of the details then. But for now, how many of you, especially parents, not only parents now, but I want to focus for a moment on parents. Just the focus now is on parents. But everyone be thinking about this. How many of you hate lying? Period. Not just other people lying, but you hate yourself lying. You hate lying. How many of you are of the opinion that as long as it can be said to be for a noble cause, lying is tolerable? It's okay. How many of you would take it much further than that and say, I actually enjoy lying? I don't want other people to lie to me, but I lie and I love it. Parents, how about you? How do you handle sticky situations at home? And to put us on the same page now, notice I said parents. So I'm not just talking the relation that involves husband and wife. That's critical too. But also the relationship in the home that involves parent and child or parents and children. How many of you would say that lying is always acceptable? How many of you would say, under no circumstances is lying ever acceptable? Let's frame the question this way. How many of you would say that all in all, lying really is helpful? There's something going on. We don't want the children to know. Lying is the thing to do. That's the way to go. Lying is what will help them. All right, Dr. G communicated about this through Psychology Today, and I guess I'll just sum it up this way. Don't lie. Okay, a 17-year-old girl wrote to Dr. G and just was pretty candid. She pointed out that she was really, really mad at her parents. Her mother is the one who was making most of the money that the family lived on. How many of you can say, yep, I can say that that's our case. My mother definitely makes more money than my father. They both work, but my mother makes more money. Well, she goes on to say, this teenager who wrote to the doctor said that her mother most of the time had been making most of the money for the family to live on, but she lost her job. And check this out. The young lady, the teenage girl, discovered that her mother had lost her job 1 year after she had lost it. Listen to this. Their parents never told her or her brother. And as a matter of fact, her mother would get up and pretend to go to work every day during that year that she had no job. She was pretending to go to work. The teenager said her mother was pretending to go to work. She didn't say she was out every day job hunting. She said her mother was pretending to go to work every day for a year. The 17-year-old said that she was suspicious that something was very wrong in the house when she started to overhear her parents argue about money. So she and her brother talked about it, and they decided to talk about what was going on with their parents. The conversation was a very emotional one, but it was then that her mother finally admitted that she had lost her job a year ago and that she didn't want to tell the 17-year-old and her brother because she didn't want the children to worry. How many of you use deception? I'm asking the parents now. How many of you use deception or just outright dishonesty to hide critical facts from your children? How many of you have concluded that that's what's really going to help the children cope with what's going on, not knowing what's going on? I got to ask you, children, whether you are 32 years old and you're thinking back on something that may have happened 18 years ago, whether you're 45 and you're thinking about something that may have happened 29 years ago, whether you are a teenager right now, a preteen right now, which do you think would help you more? Which do you say would help you more? For something bad to be going on for in the life of one or both of your parents, and for them to either lie about it, not lie about it, but just say absolutely nothing about it, or to tell you part of the truth, or to tell you the whole truth? What do you think would help you with that situation more? Now, stay with us, because I know some people might be thinking, well, I still think ignorance is bliss. For the children to not know what's going on is the best way for them to get through the situation. Okay, stay with me. Remember now, the 17-year-old teenager and her brother overheard the parents arguing, and it had to do with money problems. Now, here's the thing. This 17-year-old listened to her mother explain. She didn't tell the 17-year-old or her brother about what was going on because she didn't want them to worry. The 17-year-old said, I think this was a stupid thing for my parents to do. She went on to say, they should have been honest with us. We knew that there was something wrong. We just didn't know what was wrong. And she was mad at her parents for being so secretive. Please, parents, lock that into your memory banks. She was angry at her parents for having been so secretive. She said she really wouldn't even have asked her parents to buy some of the things that she had asked for if she had known they were having financial problems. This is a 17-year-old who was willing to forego even requesting some of the things that she wanted if she had only known about the money problems. Now, parents, again, one of the stories is we don't want our children to worry, so we won't tell them anything. By the way, the mother did not tell the children that she had lost her job. Would it have been okay for their father to have told them long before this emotional conversation took place? Would it have been okay for the father to have told the children that the mother had lost her job? Well, we're going to come back to that. We're going to come back to that a little later on in the discussion. I do want you to be thinking about that. Be thinking about it. Don't just make a knee-jerk response to that now. Think it through. All right, so here we go. The doctor is responding to the 17-year-old daughter and lets her know she understands why she's angry. In fact, It is very difficult, she says, to live in a household full of lies because you can feel the tension, but you don't have anything to attribute it to. As a result, you may come up with all kinds of reasons that the tension exists, and the reasons that the children come up with may be even worse than the actual truth about why the tension is existing. The doctors almost always are of the opinion that we do better handling the truth than we do handling secrets. Think about the secrets in your families. Think about the secrets in your family. How did it work out? I'm not trying to lead you when I ask that question. I really do want you to be thinking about it and come up with your own answer to that. How does that work for you? Okay. We're going to be thinking this through now. Lying. Is it better for the children when the parents lie or keep secrets? Because in this case, the parents did not go to the children and say, your mother is still working. I'm still working as the father. And things are going well. That didn't happen according to what she said. But they did keep secret. They did keep it from her. But what else happened? Deception took place. The mother pretended to be going out to work. Deliberately deceiving her children for a whole year. The deception and the secrecy caused problems for the children. Stay with me.